Welcome to Hammer Dog! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices live from LA from Radio Row. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tone.
Is Nick and Mittbecker?
Yes.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
Are we good? Mitt, you good? Yeah, he's not on a mic. All right, here we are live from Radio Row. We are Hammer Don. How you feeling, pal?
Very good.
You feel good?
Tough night last night. We'll bounce back tonight, though.
Well, so we've been talking about this week. By the way, we're on here till 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Tell you what, we talked about this week. I mean, we flew in last night. It's going to be late nights, early mornings. What were you saying? Maybe just, you know, stick with us this week.
This is the West Coast living, Tony. I mean, I'm used to this. You get the lines early. I mean, we got the basketball lines at about 10 o'clock last night. Some nice ones out there. I mean, we're looking at all the props. It's a big week for props. I love Aaron Donald. We talked about it multiple times. I mean, his value is coming down. So if you like that, I would hop on now, my friend.
Yep, we are going to go through a lot of the Super Bowl props while we are here this week. Gumpy, there is also college basketball tonight, right?
Yeah, there's Syracuse, Marquette. All the usual suspects are in action for us tonight.
We will be doing college basketball as well. Raldi, is there hockey tonight?
We got a slate. Medium slate. Tell you what, decent slate.
You fucking poking your head out is the absolute best thing.
Well, I don't know if Nick can get it
on camera or not.
It's figuring things out back here.
There we go. That's the shot.
That's the shot, Mitt.
That's the one.
That's the shot. I mean, it's a big set for the two of us.
Yeah.
I assume Mitt's probably not going to have NBA picks today while he's running this.
Mitt? Let's just focus on one thing at a time.
Let's focus on one thing for Mitt. All right. We're going to open up every single day. Wait, what happened last night? Wasn't it a great night?
I was 3-5. Kansas, I mean, they had Texas, dude. They really did. And then they melted late. That'll happen.
Yeah. We were both on Temple. That didn't happen.
Nope.
I mean, college basketball is a fickle bitch, and we will deal with that all week. So I wanted to start off today here, Super Bowl week. Hey, by the way, good fucking sign down here.
Yeah, that
really
is good.
Really good sign. I mean, this set... We should not be on this set, but here we are.
Here we are.
There's been a lot of trends coming out so far this week for the Super Bowl.
Okay? Yeah.
Since 2000, favorites of four or more are 2-10-1 ATS. Right now, the Rams are sitting at 4. They were at 4.5 in that situation. That would mean the Bengals would be covering 10-2. And one times.
I get the feeling, though, the way I feel about this game, if the Bengals win, the Bengals cover.
I was talking to you.
And I know four is a big number to say that, but I just feel like the way this Bengals team's been going, I think if they cover four, they win.
I was talking, and we say this a lot, but if for me, I don't think the Bengals are going to blow anybody out, or I don't think they're going to blow the Rams out. I think it's either going to be close and the Bengals win, or there's a chance that the Rams do have their way. Like, when I look at the matchup stats, most of them actually do favor the Rams. But then when you look at Bengals are 7-0 ATS in their last seven.
Yep.
Bengals are 5-0 ATS, their last five as a dog. They're 6-0. This is the one I like. They're 6-0 ATS versus teams with a winning record.
Yep.
Which is huge. When they have to play against good teams, they play well against those good teams.
Yeah.
I think four is a lot.
Bengals beat good teams, though.
That's they do.
And I am biased. I mean, I wanted the Niners to be here very badly.
I know.
I had a massive ticket on the Niners. Still think they should have won that game. But I don't know, man. The Bengals, it's just we've been saying it all playoffs. It was the Niners were a team of destiny. The Rams got everything, but I just feel like this Bengals team just, I don't know, man. There's something about them. I think they can pull this off.
Plus, fucking Uzama comes out yesterday at the pep rally and rips that, like.
Yeah.
When you rip your knee brace off like that, like, he's definitely, I think the team is loose. And there's a chance that that McVay, after what happened in the last Super Bowl.
Well, you saw what McVay did against the Niners.
There's that.
You could tell he was pushing, dude, to challenge the plays he challenged. Like, those weren't even close. It wasn't even a thought.
There's that. And then Stafford, like, I mean, he's Joe Burrow, it's his second year. I mean, he's going to go out there and I don't think Joe Burrow is going to feel any pressure, to be honest with you.
No.
But Stafford, like, this is like a make or break potentially for his career.
Absolutely.
So I think there's an angle there. Raldi, have you changed your mind at all since you've been out here in beautiful LA?
No, I'm still on the Bengals. Give me the points.
Hell yeah.
You taking money line too, or?
I'm going to simmer. I'm going to simmer on that all week. But as of now, the only official thing I'm on record for is give me the Bengals and the points.
Okay. Not official pick, not happening yet. For me, it's going to be an accumulation of information this week. I may be potentially leaning that way. And then, I think 48.5 is a lot of fucking points for this game, to be honest. For that, Bengals are 4-0 their last four. Bengals 5-1 the last six to the under as a dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see this. I could see, like, I think I'll most likely take
under.
So, under 48.5 I have in, okay? I also have, where is it? I have Bengals Rams. I got a sprinkle 0-0 first quarter plus 1,000.
Jesus.
I sent you that tweet last week, I think, and 0-0 was actually the most common score in Super Bowl era.
Yep.
After the first quarter. I also have, as I did in the Rams and Niners games, because I think it's like a kind of a feeling out process. I also have the first quarter at, I think it's plus two something, plus 230, as being the lowest scoring quarter.
Yeah.
Which I love doing that. I also, with that, I'm going to couple that with, again, first drive punt probably at minus 125.
Absolutely.
Which I love those things. So I went over some stuff last night. As far as we always talk about the matchups on the show.
Yep.
The Rams have an advantage in passing offense. Their passing numbers are better than the Bengals' passing defense. Stafford's over is 287.5, though.
I don't know, man. What did he throw for against
the Niners? 281.5. He averages 287 on the season. He put up 300 against the Niners.
Yeah.
Like 320.
But Bengals secondary.
And he put up 300 whatever against the Bucks, and then he put up only like twos, low twos against the Rams because they didn't have to throw.
Yeah. I think, I hate to say this because it's not something we want to talk about. I think the refs are going to be a big thing here because you saw the way they ref. If they ref it like they did the Niners-Rams game, the Rams offense is going to eat. Like, if they're not going to call any holding, I think there was no holding calls on the Rams against that Rams D-line. That's damn near impossible.
Yeah, which we will, throughout this week, I will go through the ref assignments and go through on penalties they call, stuff like that. We talked about it yesterday. If there's a penalties prop that you're looking at, these are two of the least penalized teams in the league, second and third as far as least penalized in the league. So if we're looking at that, then we will look at the referee stats as well. It's very distracting here, if we're being honest. I mean, there are people everywhere. And we're doing it quickly because we've about 10 more minutes left until we're out of here. I also have the Rams having a huge advantage for rushing defense.
Yep.
They have given up 50, 51, and 61 rushing yards in the playoffs. That's not like the leading back. That's together. That's all they're giving up so far in the playoffs. Mixon's over-under is 63.5. He's averaging 75 a game on the season. So I'll probably take a look at Mixon's under as well.
Because I think the Rams sold out to stop the Niners' run, right? But I think if you sell out to stop Mixon, Joey B will get you.
So, and I was, but these are two of the more balanced teams in the league. Passing wise, the Rams are 14th, I think, in passing percentage. The Bengals are 15th. Yeah. So that means they're also very balanced in the run as well. So, like, they'll do, I think both of these stats will do what they think is best to win the game.
Yep.
I personally think the Bengals think at the bottom of their heart that they're probably going to put this on Joe Burrow's shoulders to, like, that's the route that they may go in this one.
Yeah, you die with the horse that got you there. I mean, but Mixon, Mixon could go.
Yeah, he could break one off. Like, on the other side, the Rams, Cam Akers has come back, but when Cam Akers has been back, he has faced the Niners defense as far as rushing defense in that last week of the season.
Yeah.
And then the Bucks and the Niners again, and then obviously the Cardinals that one week. So, like, maybe Cam Akers. I'm not going to take unders on Cam Akers is what I'm going to say.
Not a chance. Everybody's on the over. That is literally the most popular prop bet right
now. But it's also worrisome because they also have Sony Michel and what's his name may be activated for the game as well. Who's 27? Why can't I remember his name? The running back for the Rams. Any idea?
No, my bad.
I can't remember. You're distracted, dude.
You know what happened there. You know what happened.
Who are you distracted by, dude?
Something spaced me out there. maybe a certain doctor.
Oh, Foch is here? Is he here?
Nah.
Okay.
Different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You get it.
We also talked earlier about Bengals' advantage. They also have a passing advantage, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Burrow is 276.5 over under. 288 is what he averages per game.
Yeah.
What do you think there?
Give me Burrow, dude. I mean, I'm heavy on the Bengals. I got that feeling, man, and I can't. I don't know. I just feel like when it gets to it, the thought of what happened to the Rams, and I know it's a different game, but what happened to them in the Super Bowl to the Patriots?
Yeah.
I can't get past that.
In one of the most electric Super Bowls of all time.
13-3. I mean, it's unbelievable. Doesn't get much better than that. But that's right, and it's Belichick. Like, he's going to do that to you. I don't know, man. It just feels like this Bengals team got nothing to lose and loose as hell in a very, very good way.
Let me throw some stuff out to you, see what you think. First pass of the game, plus 205 incomplete, minus 270 for completion.
Incomplete.
Yeah, I'm going to take a flyer on the plus 205 incomplete. Do they normally like to start with an easy pass to start the game? Sure, but they also could start with a deep shot to start the game.
It was incomplete. Rams Niners tried to do that slant, right?
So with the juice, I think I'm leaning incomplete.
Yeah. Plus 210? 270?
Plus 205 for incomplete. Yeah. Minus 270 for completion.
Yeah, you have to. It's worth a shot.
Burrow is – now, I know there's a little bit of juice here.
Yeah.
Burrow is minus 180 to be sacked first. Bengals are 31st in giving up sacks. The Rams are 6th in giving up sacks. I'm thinking I may lay the 180 for Burrow to be sacked first.
Jeez.
There's a stat I also saw. Bengals defensive coordinator rushes 3 or less, the most in the NFL. I'm not saying he's going to do this all game, blah, 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 because they do get pressure with Hendrickson and stuff like that. But I may lay the juice with the 180 for Burrow to be sacked first. To be honest, I don't know what Stafford is, but I know it's plus money for him to be sacked first.
Yeah, Hendrickson could get loose.
For sure.
Hendrickson's so fucking good. That doesn't get talked about enough.
How good
he
is?
When the Bengals signed him, it was like a throwaway. It was not a throwaway signing, but nobody talked about it.
Correct.
And what he's done for that defense is incredible. And your guy, Mike Hilton, is a fucking stud. I love him. I mean, if they can shut down the throwing, I mean, come on.
Okay, shortest touchdown under 1.5 yards is minus 120.
I think if you're going to take that, you also take in the same game parlay Matthew Stafford anytime touchdown.
Okay. Because
late in the season, they've been doing the sneak.
They have actually been sneaking it a lot.
He's had 2 in the last 3.
I'm taking the under 1.5. It always feels like they're on the 1 yard line. Every team. Like, it doesn't matter which team. It feels like there's going to be a 1 yard touchdown in this game.
At some point.
So it's plus 184 for the Rams for their first touchdown to be anything but a passing touchdown. So it could be rushing, it could be defensive, it could be whatever. Plus 184. You willing to take a risk on that?
Absolutely.
How about plus 154 for the Bengals? Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to. Anything plus money here, Tony. What are we talking about?
Raldi, this one's for you. 2-point conversion attempt is -118.
Book it. Lock it. Hammer it.
You're in. Largest lead of the game, over under 14.5.
Under.
I also am going to take the under. I think it's going to be close.
Very.
I think it's going to be close. Under 14.5. And then I think lowest scoring quarter, I might go under the 5.5.
Under 5.5 points?
Yeah. Thank you, Zeke.
That is the most Tone Diggs bet of all time.
Under 5.5 for a quarter.
You wanting to see under 5.5
I'm not points. Saying I want to see. I'm just telling you what might happen.
You wanting under 5.5 points is all time.
Zeke, who are you taking, dude? Are you on a microphone? No, he's not. Okay. We got 3 minutes left. Jeez. You want to give out college basketball picks?
Yeah, you just want to run through them?
Yeah, I got, obviously, and I think you're going to be on this too, Marquette plus a 6.5 versus UConn. What are we doing here? We've talked about it all season long, or at least you have.
I mean, you got to ride these teams until it's over, you know? Will Marquette get got at some point? Absolutely. Will it be tonight? Let's fucking hope not. Give me Marquette plus 6.5 with a sprinkle. On the money line, plus 210. Thank you very much.
Another one, similar line. I think we are both taking Illinois plus the 6 tonight.
This Indiana, they were getting they were getting points in Indiana.
Yeah.
Now we get 6 at Purdue.
That's a lot of points.
I said this yesterday. If this Illinois team's healthy, I think they can win it all. 6 points at Purdue with Illinois. I will take that, and also sprinkle money line if you like it.
I am on Villanova minus the 4.5. Now, I know, I believe, what's his name, Connor Gillespie or whatever, got hurt at the end of the last game. I still like him in this matchup tonight, so I'm taking Villanova minus the 4.5.
I'll see your 4.5, and I will take them at -4, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, I suggest you do the same.
And then my last one was FAU minus 6.5 versus Old Dominion, to be honest. That was a late one last night, and I can't remember why. I think it was just a good matchup for FAU.
Yeah. I like UNC getting 1 at Clemson.
Okay.
I do not like what I saw from Clemson on the weekend. Well, North Carolina got the doors blown off, but I will take 1 with UNC.
Okay.
I got WVU at home against Iowa State, money line.
Okay.
WVU, although they did not cover, played very well against Texas Tech on Saturday, but despite going 4 of 30 from the field in the second half.
Okay.
I'll take them money line over Iowa State, who I don't think is that great. Stinkiest line of the night, but I'm on it. Auburn money line minus 114 at Arkansas.
Yeah. That's two good teams.
I'll go down with the team that's 22-1, Tony.
Okay.
LSU I will die with again as well. Money line at Texas A&M. Thank you very much. UMKC, the Kangaroos. Money line at the St. Tommy's. Tommy's been struggling lately. Wyoming, who I've been riding, you know I love.
Yep.
They're -1, money line -110 tonight at Wyoming. Give me that, or they're at home against Utah State. Give me Wyoming money line. I'll take CS Fullerton plus 1.5 at home against Long Beach State.
You emptied the fucking sack tonight,
dude. It's Tuesday, dude. Santa Clara plus 3 at home against St. Mary's. And then my last one, I'm taking the orange. I've been riding the orange a lot. Syracuse -4 at Boston College. I love Syracuse here.
All right, before we get out of here, Nick, is there any hockey plays that you love tonight?
Yeah, Carolina -145, 60-minute money line. That's Carolina Hurricanes. Minnesota Wild money line, 60-minute money line, +105. Cougars, Vancouver's -145 on the 60-minute money line. Penguins +110 money line. And finally, to close it out, Oilers +100 money line.
Who the Cougars got?
The Cougars are playing the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah, put me down Cougars 60-minute line as well.
You know what? Fuck it. Cougars team ride.
Team ride!
We can't thank you guys enough. We will be here all week right after Pat's show until 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. We will keep diving into every single prop bet. Tomorrow we'll probably go maybe some receptions type prop bets for the wideouts tomorrow. We can't thank you guys enough. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!